It is Lebo Olpe round number one here on the girls' championship matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament from White Auditorium in downtown Emporia. Good evening once again, everyone. Tegan Trehune, Michael Deeker here on the call with you the rest of the night as the Lady Wolves take to the court. Olpe getting their final marching orders from head coach Ron Slaymaker. Stepping into the faceoff dot for Olpe, for Lebo, will be Brooklyn Jones.
And Tegan, as we mentioned in our pregame interviews, Patrick Gardner, a boys championship winner with Hartford in 2017. Ron Slaymaker, 62, 66, 67, and 1970 with the Roosevelt Rough Riders.
Oh.
So they will join, one of these coaches will join Steve Burkdahl as the only coaches to ever win on both sides of the bracket.
Millie Bailey across from Brooklyn Jones, ball in the air, one to Lebo in the backcourt, and we get a whistle.
I think they're going to say she did not quite get it at the apex.
It kind of bounced off her forehead more than her hands.
Might get a redo on this one. But Olpe, 40th appearance in this championship game. They are 30-9 in their previous 39. So both the appearances and championships are most all time.
They're going to award the tip-off to Olpe, who are in their road greens with gold numbers and letters and trim. Olpe across the chest. Lebo in their home whites with red numbers and letters. Wolves across the chest. Olpe going from left to right as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium. Katie Robert with the handle loses it at the top of the key, gets it back. Being guarded by Abby Jones. She'll go right wing to Millie Bailey. Now to the top to McKenna Broyles. Broyles, pump fake, goes left corner now to Lily Skowski, the freshman. Skowski gets cut off by Katie Ott on the left block. Right side back to Robert now, top of the right wing. Nice little fake. Goes inside baseline and has to kick it to the left side to Skowski, who's fouled on the shot attempt. Skowski to the line for two. An early foul here for Lebo. That's going to go against Abby Jones. And that was one of the three players that Coach Ron Slaymaker singled out, Mike, as the thoroughbreds for Lebo that they need to neutralize here tonight. Skowski puts up the first. It's long.
Yeah, that was an excellent job there by Olpe to on that dribble drive penetration. Lebo's going to do a better job of sliding over and really putting a body on to eliminate that penetration.
Skowski sets for the second, puts it up. That one is also long. Rebound won by McKenna Broyles inside the right wing. Now goes left side of the floor, left wing to Millie Bailey. Up top to Katie Robert. Robert, top of the power E here at White Auditorium. Goes inside the arc trying to find Skowski. The ball gets knocked free, and they're going to actually say last touch by Skowski, so it'll go over to Lebo now. 0-0 is our score. 45 seconds gone in the opening quarter. Into the front court now for Lebo. Abby Jones goes right side of the floor to Katie Ott. Ott looking for a way inside. Goes right wing now to Audrey Peek. Peek back to Ott in the right corner. Back to Peek at the top. In the lane, Brooklyn Jones, back door. Sage Hadley gets her shot altered and taken away by Millie Bailey. And then Bailey will turn it over. Not sure if she was trying to pass it to Robert, but Robert comes across the baseline, bounces off her knee and out of bounds. So Lebo getting bailed out there for the moment.
Yeah, excellent play there defensively by Millie Bailey, but Opie's going to have to really take care of the ball. That's her second turnover in the first minute and a half.
Abby Jones inbounds up top to Sage Hadley. It's taken away by Millie Bailey. Now Katie Robert on a two-on-one. Gets the layup left side. Katie Robert starts the scoring. 2-0 Olpe, 6:35 left to go in the first quarter. Now into the front court for Lebo. Audrey Peek goes right side to Abby Jones. And a timeout is taken by Coach Patrick Gardner, and he is fired up. Does not like the start from his team. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and remind you that all week long, our timeouts have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, right in front of me. Thank you, Mr. Deeker. McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for just a dollar. $1. That's all you need. 2-0 is the lead for Olpe out of the timeout by Coach Patrick Gardner of Lebo. And thus far, a bit of a shaky start for both teams here.
Yeah, I mean, Olpe's up 2-0, but, you know, had an empty trip at the charity stripe, two turnovers. Lebo only has put up one shot, but they're kind of letting Olpe kind of dictate the pace here in the first minute and a half. And that's probably why Coach Patrick Gardner called that timeout. It is a 1-2 matchup, but Lebo with a 54-27 victory in the first time these two teams matched up in December.
Audrey Peek, floater in the lane, left side. Good. We're tied at two. 6:13 left to go in the opening quarter. Olpe with possession in the backcourt. Katie Robert gets around the defenders, goes left side of the floor to Lily Skowski. Skowski drives baseline, has to pull up, gets it up top now to Ava Clark, who finishes off the right side, layup.
That was an excellent press break there between Katie Robert and Millie Bailey McKenna-Broyles, but a nice drive there by Ava Clark to get those points.
A foul on the floor. That will be registered against Millie Bailey. That will be just her first, team's first. Lebo with one foul as well. That one against Abby Jones early going in this first quarter. Jones will inbound from the right side of the basket. Goes down low to Brooklyn Jones. Has it stolen away by Katie Robert in the lane.
Great job there by Opie to anticipate what Lebo was doing.
Audrey Peak tried to win it back, but it goes out of bounds off her hands. And Coach Gardner looks a little exasperated here. He's not happy again with this start. Millie Bailey, baseline, inbounds coming, needs to get it off, goes way up top to Katie Robert, now at the top of the power E. Trying to go around Sage Hadley, spin move, gets into the lane, goes right side to Bailey, three on the way, is long. Audrey Peak will collect the board for Lebo, being pressured by Ava Clark, now pass down the length of the floor, Brooklyn Jones, left side jumper, good. And we're tied at four. Second tie of this first quarter as Millie Bailey will be fouled on the far.
That was pretty close to an over and back right there at the timeline.
Sage Hadley picks up the foul for Lebo. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, Skowski kind of got no man's land with that spin move right at the midcourt. But fortunately, she drew some contact from Sage Hadley, and the official saw it and bailed her out.
Ava Clark, left wing for Olpe. To Broyles, left block, fires the jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound won by Skowski, put back, it's no good, but she gets tapped on the wrist.
That's a second offensive board there for Opie, and Coach Patrick Gardner's probably not going to like that one. We'll see if Skowski, she missed her first pair, her only trip to the line. If Opie's going to have a chance at this one, they're going to have to hit him at the foul line.
Katie Ott picks up the foul for Lebo. Skowski sets for the first, puts it up, gets it. Lily Skowski. Now with 1 point, and a conversation amongst the officials. Not sure what the issue might be here.
But a great underclassman in this matchup with Lily Skowski, the freshman, Hadley, the sophomore. Just a lot of talent in the Lincoln League that are freshmen or sophomores. Of course, a lot of talented upperclassmen as well, but just a star-studded affair here at the Lyon County League Tournament.
Skowski puts up the second. That one rims around, falls away. Rebound won by Sage Hadley. Opie momentarily back in the lead, 5-4. Audrey Peak, right side. Brooklyn Jones inside the arc now. To the right wing to Katie Ott, and Ott will travel. Great pressure by McKenna-Broyles. That'll be the third turnover for Lebo here in this first quarter. Opie really speeding up the Wolves.
And Opie, as they've looked poised thus far, beating the backcourt pressure that each team's up.
Katie Robert mishandles a pass. It's almost saved by Millie Bailey. It's taken away by Lebo. Audrey Peak hustles down. Great pass down low. Finish right side. Brooklyn Jones. What a great play by Lebo. Now out in front, 6-5, and we get a jump ball in front of the scorer's table. Checking into the lineup for Opie now will be Grace Coughlin and Jenna Smith. Coughlin the junior, Smith the senior. Taking a seat will be Ava Clark and Lily Skowski. Abby Jones inbounds left corner. Audrey Peak three on the way is short. Rebound to Katie Robert. Robert hustling down the other way. Cuts into the lane, loses her handle. Ball comes free. Audrey Peak recovers. And we get a timeout by Coach Patrick Gardner, much to the ire of the Opie faithful. It'll be a 30-second timeout again, brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free.
Yeah, I think Opie was saying that how can you award a timeout when Audrey Peak did not have possession, but she got it just in time, broke it away from that Eagle defender.
Well, and that speaks to the Eagle eyes of Coach Gardner, as he could see the tie-up happen, and as soon as she pulled it away, he called that timeout. So smart strategy.
And that's now five turnovers for the Lady Eagles. Back-to-back possessions.
First lead of the ball game for Lebo, 6-5. Already seen two ties. And if that's the indication of things to come, Mike, we're in for a treat here.
Absolutely. There's been some historic games played on a Saturday night at White Auditorium for the Lyon County League Championship between the boys and girls contests.
4:24 remaining in the first quarter. Lebo with possession out of the timeout by Coach Gardner. Audrey Peek across half court. Goes left side of the floor to Abby Jones. Up top to Brooklyn Jones. Jones starts her dribble. Goes top of the right wing to Audrey Peek. Thought about a three. Won't take it. Now goes Abby Jones. Three on the way. Is a bit long. Millie Bailey diving for the rebound. It's one back by Lebo. Peek fires the three again. No good. Rebound. Bailey. Opie with possession yet again. Thus far, Lebo not getting the threes to fall like they're used to. McKenna Broyles heaves it from left to right into the hands of Millie Bailey. A very dangerous pass as Brooklyn Jones will poke it free out of Bailey's hand momentarily. Out of bounds. Stoppage in play. Opie to inbound. Bailey will inbound from the right side of the basket on the baseline. Goes to Katie Robert at the top. Robert, down low right block. Jenna Smith fires up the shot. No good, but she's fouled.
It's going to be the second on Sage Hadley.
Correct you are. Sage Hadley's second foul, and that is not going to make Coach Gardner very happy as one of his key players already with two, and we're not even through the first quarter. Kenzie Curzon getting set to check in for Opie as Smith ties it back up at six with her first make. Also in for Lebo now is Sierra Crouch. Smith, one to go. Could retake the lead for Olpie. Puts it up. Good. Second lead change of the ball game thus far. Sage Hadley. Correction, Abby Jones goes to Audrey Peek at the top. Hadley on the bench with her two fouls. Katie Ott, right corner, Sierra Crouch. Crouch back to Ott at the top. 3:22 remaining in the first quarter. Opie leading to 7-6. Crouch circling around to the top now, trying to get around McKenna Broyles. Goes to Brooklyn Jones in the lane. Right wing, three on the way by Abby Jones. Rims around but doesn't fall. Kinsey Curzon there to collect the board. Now to Katie Robert. Opie faithful won a foul against Lebo as Jenna Smith, a great finish.
Opie is doing an excellent job of catching Lebo and transition when they're trying to get into that full court pressure.
Jenna Smith now with 4 points off the layup on the left side after a end-to-end pass. And then on the opposite end, Katie Robert will pick up her first foul. Team second, Lebo with four team fouls, two of those to Sage Hadley. 2:51 remaining in the first quarter. 9-6 the lead for Opie, largest it's been thus far tonight. Audrey Peek backing up towards the top of the power E. Goes right wing now to Abby Jones. Jones to Brooklyn Jones, right block, trying to get around Curzon. Goes baseline, turns and shoots, has a shot. Altered by Curzon and taken away by Coughlin. Opie back on the attack with under 2.5 to go in the first. Robert up top for the Lady Eagles. Foul line to Jenna Smith. And it looks like we're going to get an illegal screen by Grace Coughlin and the turnover to Lebo. If I'm not mistaken, that should be number 6.
Yeah, for turnovers, yes.
Thank you.
I was looking up.
Katie Robert with the steal on the backcourt, and she gets tapped on the wrist.
Sorry, Tegan. I was looking at the fouls. I'm like, I think that's only 3 fouls, but
it's okay. I just thought you were ignoring me. That's all.
No. Not this time.
Wow. Love you, buddy.
But now that's 4th turnover for Lebo. So Opie's kind of giving them a taste of their own medicine with that backcourt pressure.
Katie Robert can make it a 2-possession game. Puts up the first, the 2. It's good. Robert with 3 now makes it 10-6. Opie, 2:14 remaining in this first quarter. Now the largest lead of the night, could make it even larger. Puts up the second. That one's short. 4-point lead for Opie as Brooklyn Jones going from end to end now. Goes baseline. Tries the layup. Curzon again. Gets in her face. Knocks it away. Jones gets the rebound and steps on the boundary. Another turnover to Opie. Lebo. Full court pressure. Inbound goes to Robert in the backcourt from Bailey. Robert into the front court to Kinsey Curzon. Curzon goes to Bailey, right wing, down low, right block. Grace Coughlin fires a shot, gets bumped, no foul called. Abby Jones there to pick up the loose ball.
There was heavy contact on that pass between Katie Robert
and Sierra Crouch. Crouch getting up a little slowly. Coach Gardner coming out, wanting to check on his player. She's kind of gesturing towards that midsection. Might have maybe just caught a shoulder or something in the chest.
If the officials let it play out, I don't think that's what Coach Patrick Gardner's a little upset about.
Sierra is going to take a seat. Subbing it back in will be Sage Hadley. Again, Hadley coming back in with two fouls already. The five on the floor for Lebo. It is Audrey Peak, Sage Hadley, Brooklyn Jones, Abby Jones, and Katie Ott. For Opie, it is Curzon, Robert, Bailey, Smith, and Coughlin. A buck 45 to go in the first quarter. Katie Ott, top of the key now to Sage Hadley. Hadley gets a little bump from Grace Coughlin, and Coughlin will pick up her first offense of the night.
It's going to be her second, yeah, because Eddie had that offensive on the opposite end.
I can't read, okay?
Well, isn't that just a number? Is that reading?
You know what, Mike?
Is it? I don't know.
Hey,
it's a serious question.
We can debate or we can watch basketball. We can't do both. Minute 35 remaining here in the first quarter. Sage Hadley's layup from the right block is long. Opie still leads it 10-6. They've only trailed once in this game as Curzon's three is just a bit too long. Rebound one by Katie Robert into the hands of Millie Bailey. Back up top with it is Robert now for Opie. A thunderous start here for the Lady Eagles as we're going to get a foul against Jenna Smith away from the ball. So that'll be Smith's first, team's fifth.
They're not liking that post up on the elbow. I don't think it was a screen that got Coughlin a couple possessions ago.
Yeah, maybe just a little physical? I don't know. Audrey Peak in the backcourt for Lebo, trying to go around Millie Bailey. Double dribbles, great pressure by Bailey. And again, the closeness of Opie is just frustrating. Lebo, as Katie Robert takes a seat, Lily Skowski checks back into the Lady Eagle lineup. Curzon has it now, left elbow, goes baseline, now in the hands of Millie Bailey on the left wing, thought about the three, won't take it. It'll go to Ava Clark now, left side, with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Curzon at the foul line, left side back to Clark. Clark skips it to Bailey, right wing. Down low, Jenna Smith turns and shoots off the glass and in, Jenna Smith. Jenna Smith off the bench now with 6 points. 30 seconds remain in the first quarter. Lead now to 12-6. Opie over Lebo. Abby Jones, right side of the floor to Sage Hadley. Hadley pump fake, drives in, right block. No good on the runner. Rebound put back by Jones. Brooklyn Jones is. Brooklyn Jones now with 6. 9 seconds remain. Curzon inbounds it to Millie Bailey. Into the front court now. Skowski, floater, left block, no good. Time expires, and that does it for the opening quarter. At the end of one, Opie leads Lebo 12-8 in our girls' championship matchup here from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We will take a quick break, come back, and have the second quarter of action. You're listening to coverage on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
MT Networks is a proud supporter of all Madison and Coffee County schools. MT Networks is your high-speed internet provider, offering fiber to the home or wireless internet service to Madison, Lamont, Gridley, Leroy, Burlington, Neustrawn, Lebo, and Waverly. To check out the areas served, pricing, or to submit an application, go to madtel.com. Having served Madison and the surrounding communities for more than 75 years, MT Networks is a company you can trust.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
back inside of White Auditorium. Tegan Trehune and Michael Deeker on the call here for the girls' championship matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament. At the start of the second quarter, Olpe leads it 12-8 over Lebo. Lily Skowski will walk it up for Olpe to start the second quarter. Left wing now, Millie Bailey. Up top to Ava Clark. Inside the right wing, overshooting the long two was McKenna Broyles. Jenna Smith, two offensive boards, misses the first putback. Now works it back up top to McKenna Broyles, up top to Clark. To Smith, down in the post, jump shot is well over the top. Rebound goes to Lebo. Brooklyn Jones now. Up top to Audrey Peak. Peak, right wing, Hadley, three on the way, long. Jenna Smith, boxing out, getting the board. Millie Bailey, McKenna Broyles, a two-on-one breakaway. Fires up the shot to Bailey. It's no good. Contact in the lane with Hadley. No foul call. Bailey goes up for the second shot off the rebound, and she won't get it. The ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Jones of Lebo. It stays with Olpe, and boy, oh boy, we are starting the second quarter, much like we ran through the entire first, a fast pitch pace.
Yeah, Lebo's fortunate that was not a foul call called on Hadley, but good job to stay straight up, even though there was lots of contact, to not pick up her third foul.
Hadley picking up two in the first quarter. Had to sit for a bit. Jenna Smith now. Right block. Jumper is not good. But the foul happens, and she's going to the line. That will be the second time that Smith has found herself at the charity stripe here tonight. She was perfect on the first attempt. The foul goes against Katie Ott. That's her second, as Smith puts in the first of two.
Almost identical starts to these two matchups between Olpe and Lebo. Olpe led 13-8 at the end of the first quarter in the first matchup a month and a half ago.
Smith misses on the second. Ball will come free on the Lebo end. Millie Bailey boxing out, making sure it rolls out. Last touch by the Wolves. It'll go back to Olpe.
7 turnovers now for the Wolves. Both teams with 7 apiece.
In the lane now, Skowski. Right side jumper, about 8 feet. Jenna Smith, no good. Rebound put back by McKenna Broyles is short. Audrey Peak will collect the loose ball for Lebo. Into the front court now to Brooklyn Jones. Jones circles to the top of the key. She's wide open. Let's go the three. It is an air ball. And we'll go out of bounds. Sage Hadley trying to save it, but just couldn't get there in time.
Lebo now 0 for 6 from beyond the arc.
When's the last time you were able to say that?
Well, I think they started off pretty slow in the first matchup, or last night in the semifinal, before catching some fire in the second half.
Coach Ron Slaymaker takes a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. 13-8 is the lead for Olpe over Lebo in our girls' championship matchup here from the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Katie Robert going to get set to check back in to the Olpe lineup. Robert, really a big difference maker down low for Olpe in that opening quarter. Only 3 points offensively, but defensively, she created so many opportunities off some big turnovers.
Absolutely, and that's what really has led Olpe to this 5-point advantage and has really dictated the pace of this ball game all night long.
Largest lead of the night at 5. Just tells you how close this one is. In that first quarter, we had 3 ties and 2 lead changes. Katie Robert up across half court now. Skips it left side to Lily Skowski. Skowski backing down. Audrey Peak goes up top now to Millie Bailey. Bailey going to drive inside. Goes right wing to Robert. She thought about the three. Won't take it. Mishandles the ball, but it was poked by Brooklyn Jones. It'll stay with the Lady Eagles. Bailey inbounding in front of the Lebo bench. Goes into the backcourt to Katie Robert, allowing the offense to get set. Robert matching up with Abby Jones. Working to the right wing now to Ava Clark. Clark looking for an open teammate. Goes to Skowski. Skowski at the foul line. Back up top to Clark. Clark pump fakes. Goes right side back to Katie Robert. She launches a three. Airballs it. Rebound taken away by Brooklyn Jones. 5:40 left to go in the half. 13-8 the lead for Olpe over Lebo as Audrey Peaks layup gets altered. She gets her own rebound. Jump shot from 5 feet. Good. Audrey Peak. She has four. Brooklyn Jones leads her team with six. And now the lead cut to three. 13-10, Opie. Ava Clark, top of the key. Left side to Millie Bailey. Down low to McKenna Broyles. Too strong on the pass. Turnover to Lebo and a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker, not liking the way his girls are faring through the near midway point of this second quarter. Wants to talk things over. Once again, timeouts here and the Lyon County League Tournament all week have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and drink to make it a meal. Well, Mike, a lot of time still to go in this championship matchup, but thus far, Coach Slaymaker has to be very pleased with how his team has started. The only thing is, we've seen this before, and if history is any indicator, it did not go well for Opie the first time around.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what Coach Slay is going to be talking about, not in this timeout and at the halftime locker room once they get there, is you just got to just keep on matching them possession for possession. Yeah. You cannot let Lebo parlay multiple runs that they've been accustomed to seeing the last several years.
Can't let up on the pressure either defensively, as they've done a great job of speeding up Lebo thus far. 5 minutes to go in the half. Sage Hadley hands off to Audrey Peak, right wing. Katie Robert takes a swipe at it. Hadley, or Peak, I should say, maintains possession. Now at the top, cuts inside the lane. Tried the backdoor pass to Brooklyn Jones. It's sniffed out and taken away by Millie Bailey. Katie Robert now leading the offense down the other way. Left wing, McKenna Broyles back to Robert near Coach Slaymaker's autograph here on the court. Right side, Lily Skalski. Left side to Millie Bailey. Left wing now to Ava Clark. Clark going to circle to the top. Goes back to Robert, top of the power E. Opie not in any real hurry here. Trying to find a good opening. Bailey. Tiskowski, left side now to Robert. Left block, Bailey fires up the shot, and she travels before she gets it off. She's not happy about it.
It's a nine turnover now for Opie. What a stat that's kind of hanging out here in the first 12 minutes of play. Opie has been to the foul line multiple times, shooting nine free throws. Lebo without a single trip.
Audrey Peak into the front court for Lebo. Up top to Sage Hadley. Hadley hands off to Abby Jones. Jones trying to get around Ava Clark. Left side to Peak. Peak, pump fake, drives in the lane. Foul line jumper, good off the glass. Lead cut to one, 13-2.
And Lebo did not apply their full court press on that made basket.
6 points now for Audrey Peak. 3.5 remaining in the half. Skalski. Left side to Robert. Sierra Crouch getting set to check back into the Lebo lineup as Robert fires the shot amongst the trees. A lot of contact, but there will be no foul call. The ball will stay with Opie. Last touch by Lebo as Crouch checks in and Ott takes a seat for the Lady Wolves.
And as I mentioned, that's a good adjustment there by Patrick Gardner not to get the full court press, because Opie was catching them in transition, and it really pushed Opie to that lead.
Ava Clark narrowly saves a long inbounds. Now to Robert. European pro step in the lane. What a finish by Katie Robert with the right-handed layup. Lead back to three, 15-12. Approaching three to go here in the second quarter as Sage Hadley loses her balance on the shot attempt. They're going to say it was altered by Opie. No, they're going to actually say it was never touched by Opie. Or are they?
No, it's Lebo ball.
It is Lebo ball. They faked me out. Not nice. Abby Jones inbounds to the top of the key to Brooklyn Jones. Right side, Sierra Crouch. In the lane, down low, Sage Hadley right over the top of Robert and in. Hadley cuts the lead back to one. That is Sage Hadley's first points of the ball game. McKenna Broyles inside the arc, right side of the floor. Double team by Hadley and Crouch. Gives it to Skalski. Floater in the lane. It's good. Looked like it might be off the mark. Oh, what a back-and-forth affair. Lead back to three again, 17-14. Opie, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Hadley down low in the post, fires up the shot. They're going to say she's fouled before. So foul on the floor means an inbounds here for the Lady Wolves.
I don't like that matchup, though. They've paired up Katie Robert underneath with Sage Hadley, and that's a mismatch that they've worked to exploit the last couple possessions.
That's Robert's second. Team six, so both teams one foul away from putting the other at the line for the bonus. Audrey Peek off the inbound, goes around the defender, up and in, left side, lead again, down to one.
Four straight makes for Lebo.
And Audrey Peek now with 8 points. 17-16, and the Lebo faithful coming alive. Oh, you can hear it. Millie Bailey mishandles the high pass and a turnover to the Lady Wolves with 2:02 remaining in the half. Opie leading it 17-16. Hadley comes off the floor for Lebo. Jenna Smith back in for Opie. Taking a seat is Ava Clark. Five on the floor now for Lebo. It's Peek, Brooklyn and Abby Jones, Sierra Crouch and Katie on for Opie. It's Robert, Smith, Broyles, Bailey, and Skalski. Audrey Peek cuts inside, leaves the layup off the left side long. Rebound goes back to Opie. 17-16 the lead. 1:38 remaining in the half. Broyles, left wing, circles to the top. Right side now to Skalski. Skalski inside the perimeter. On the baseline, skips it left corner. Millie Bailey, three on the way, is long. Rebound one by McKenna Broyles, goes for the shot. No good on the putback, but she's fouled. My goodness. Foul is on Audrey Peek, her second.
So Peek, Ott, and Hadley each with two apiece.
A minute 21 remaining in the half. Broyles sets for the first of two and gets it. McKenna's first point of the ball game. Puts the lead back to two, 18-16, Opie.
Opie's hit six out of their 10 free throws. Lebo has yet to attempt one in this ballgame.
Opie has only trailed once in the game. Puts up the second. That one is good. Kenzie Curzon checks back into the Opie lineup, replacing Broyles. With 1:21 on the clock in the half. Inbound in the backcourt to Audrey Peek. Peek. We'll walk it up across the Power E here at White Auditorium with a minute 15 remaining. Her team down by three, 19-16. Left block, Brooklyn Jones shoots over the top of Millie Bailey. It's long, rebound taken away by Jenna Smith, and gets her pocket picked by Katie Ott. Smith will pick up the foul on the push. That's the seventh team foul, so the 1-1 now coming as Smith picks up her second. Oh, no, they're going to actually.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
They didn't change that just yet. I was like, who's number one?
Audrey Peek.
Audrey Peek for Lebo. As Katie Ott gets the first of two.
Second one upcoming for Ott. Also good. Opie on top, 19-18, 60 seconds remaining in the half. Tegan will have some halftime interviews with the coaches. Katie Robert with it, 45 seconds of counting in the timeline. Now over to Lily Skalski.
Skalski works it right side of the floor into the hands of Millie Bailey. It's poked free by Brooklyn Jones. Jones has been harassing Bailey on that perimeter all night long, and it's been paying off, disrupting the flow here for Opie.
Yeah, now Opie's got 10 turnovers, but still clinging to that one-point lead.
19-18, 34 seconds remaining. Katie Robert with it now. Top of the Power E in the front court. In no hurry to drive. Robert holding, goes left side of the floor now to Lily Skalski. 20 seconds remaining. Brooklyn Jones pushing the issue for Lebo here. 15 seconds remains. Millie Bailey, 12 seconds now. Left side to Lily Skalski, 9 seconds. No move yet by Opie. Robert, 5 seconds. Starts the dribble, cuts inside the lane, and that will do it. Can't get the pass off in time. At the half, your score, 19-18, Opie leading Lebo. Going to get a quick word here with Coach Ron Slaymaker. Coach, That was a back-and-forth affair in that first half. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I've seen it before. We were up one at halftime at their place, and they beat us by 27. So we better get our butts out there third quarter and play.
Coach, one-point differential here, as you mentioned. Obviously, your team doing a great job of kind of neutralizing some key players here for Lebo. What do you have to do going into that second half?
Well, continue to play good defense, but we got to get some offense going. Holy cow, we can't get anything started. And they can't either. That's why it's this close a game.
Coach, good luck here in the second.
Got it.
That is Coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the sideline. A man of few words sometimes, Michael.
Absolutely, Teg, and then been doing it a long time. He got 463 victories at Emporia State at this court that's now graced his name for the last 10 years.
Yeah. At the half, it is 19-18. Olpe leading Lebo in our girls' championship matchup here from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament as Eddie Linhart being honored here on the court. A great man, a great supporter of local athletes with his wife, Jane, two wonderful human beings. I actually, Mike, had the pleasure of working for them for a few summers there in Lebo. You won't find more genuine people.